92.9 WBPM, Creedence Miller. How are you? It is 10 shy of 9 o'clock in the morning. It's 28. 44 is going to be the high today. Pleasure it is. Linda Sell Cannon. How are you, Linda?
Hi, good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Linda is the regional affairs liaison from Central Hudson. Always nice to have you guys in the studio. Joe's here as well. A little silent today for Joe. You're celebrating an anniversary, right? 125 years?
Yeah, so it's our 125th year in service.
Nice.
I like to call it our birthday.
Good job. Good job.
And so to commemorate that, we've really taken on a big lift, which is to complete 125 acts of service. And together with our employees with the local IBEW 320, we are donating up to $1 million.
$1 million. And so I'm on the website now. And it appears you're getting close to being halfway there.
Yeah, so we do a big campaign called the United Way.
Yeah.
So that'll be a lot of it. We haven't done those numbers yet because it's still ongoing. But that number that you see right there, that's every dollar that we match, right? So we do a dollar for dollar match with the employees up to $1,250, so up to $1,250. So that number that you see on the website, it's the employee matching, it's the corporate contributions that we've given out, sponsorship, stuff like that thus far.
Okay, so this is actually, this is as of last month.
Yes.
This is as of October.
Yeah, yep.
So it's probably greater than that now.
Yes.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
And is there an end date on this or what?
So we're going through the end of the year. Okay. And, you know, we're on track to give up to that $1 million. We are on track to complete the 125 acts of service, which is incredible. You know, Central Hudson is so much more than just an energy provider. We really pride ourselves on being a community partner. So to be able to be that helping hand with community improvement, STEM, food insecurity, stuff like that throughout the Hudson Valley, it's incredible to be able to work with these resources and agencies around here.
CentralHudson.com, that is the website. If you want to check that out and see what the progress is and all that, that's pretty good stuff. May I ask you a question concerning HEAP and SNAP, the SNAP programs? Tell me about HEAP. Is that still on pause or what's happening?
So HEAP is still on pause. When the federal government shut down, it was on pause, and so were SNAP benefits. Mm. So at the end of October, the shareholders at Central Hudson got together with the employees, and we really were discussing how we can be that helping hand to the communities and the people in need. Because it's been a challenging few years with the increase of everything, but the uncertainty of it with SNAP being on pause was really the driving factor for a lot of, you know, local businesses in the area to rally together. So we donated $55,000 to community action partnerships across the service territories that we provide service in. And with that, we're hopeful that we were able to close that gap a little bit between the food insecurity for a lot of these people. But I'm happy to say that the SNAP is back on. It did not start off November 1st. It was probably at the end of last week that the government announced that they would be supplying the SNAP benefits. But as of today, HEAP is still on pause.
Okay. All right. And again, the website is centralhudson.com. Information on that, anything you need to know is there. May I ask you a question? This is one of my biggest pet peeves with anybody is running scams. And I hate to see people ripped off with that stuff. You might have mentioned it on your website. I don't know. I think I saw it. Might have seen it earlier about warning people about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get, and nobody's going to get a call. Correct me if I misspeak. I don't think I am. Nobody's going to get a call from Central Hudson saying you're behind on your stuff, and unless you send us bunch of gift cards from Target, we're going to shut you off. It's not going to happen. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Bob, I'll tackle this one.
Okay.
And good morning, everyone. It is true that just yesterday was National Utility Scam Awareness Week. So now, to clarify a little bit about what you said, if someone's fallen behind on their bill, they may receive a call from Central Hudson notifying them. But what will not happen is we, as you said, we will not ask for any unusual form of payments. We will not ask for the payment right now. So we won't ask you to get, Western Union money orders. We won't ask you to go get prepaid debit cards or anything like that. We will ask you to to pay up your account in traditional means, whether it be a debit card, credit card, check. We will not ask you to do it right now. You may receive a call from us, but, and again, I think the key point is if you are suspicious of that call, hang up call us.
Well, that was my question. That was my next question. You just answered that. Cause sometimes, how do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know? You don't know that. So that is the best thing. Hang up and then call back and say, did you just try to contact
me? Right.
And that's fine. That would be do it.
You can do that. And then we've also seen, and this is frightening too. And we try and keep folks aware of this too, is in person, people going door to door claiming to be from Central Hudson.
Yeah.
And again, your first step, if you want, is go ahead and close the door on that person and give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
But the other key thing is that every Central Hudson employee wears an ID badge with an employee number on it, and they will show it to you upon request. So if you're suspicious, ask for that ID first. If you're still suspicious, go ahead and give us a call at 845-452-2700, and you can verify that we have folks out in the field.
Good job. Now, this temperature wars thing, it's going on in my household right now, because I'm my wife is like Nanook of the North, you know. It's like 62 degrees in there, and I'm like, I got icicles hanging from my eyebrows here. What is the good temp to run? Well, is there a rule of thumb on this as we get into the colder weather? When you're not there, what should we lower it to?
You know, it's a preference thing, right? You know, we, in the summertime, we see those temperatures and they say keep your thermostat at 78, which to me is crazy. I would never keep my thermostat
God, no,
at 78.
God, no, I know.
In the summertime. But it's a comfort thing. But the important thing to remember is that every degree that you're able to, in the wintertime, every degree you're able to lower that thermostat can save you up to 3% on your bill. So if you can tolerate 66, maybe you can tolerate 65 and save a little bit more on your thermostat. So, again, I think it, take a look at having your heating systems serviced through a certified or licensed, ally that can come in and take a look at your furnace and make sure that it's running properly, change your air filters, a number of things you can do. You can also visit, local Home Depots and Lowe's. We have instant discounts at the cash register where you can purchase window film to put on your windows to help seal up some of those drafts instead of replacing your windows. Door sweeps to help seal up your doors, a number of ways that you can really seal up your home. And that really, I use the window film in my living room every year because I've got old windows. And when I don't put that film up, when you're sitting watching TV on the couch, you can, on windy days, you can feel that draft come through.
For sure.
And that window film does a good job of blocking that out. I also recommend, if you can, get some heavy curtains for the wintertime because that traps the cold in between your window and the rest of your house. Just little tips that are relatively low cost to lower your energy usage and keep your bill down.
CentralHudson.com website. That is the website. Joe Jenkins, Linda Selkanen. Thank you guys for coming. Linda, did you want to get anything else? Am I forgetting something or what?
No, just our next act of service will be this Saturday. We'll be packing Thanksgiving food drive with the regional food bank at Mount St. Mary's in Newburgh. And if you want to visit their website, you can see a lot of locations that they're going to be doing that across the Hudson Valley as well.
Wow. All right.
Well, thank you for having us.
Listen, anytime, you guys. Thanks so much. I do appreciate that. Good job. Couple to nine. Let me check the roads.